करते हरे कृष्णा हरे
Let me welcome all of you affectionately for this Compassion Tuesday. For those of us who have joined us just for the first time, let me just explain to you what we will be doing. We will be looking really at the Dharma, the foundation of our being here in this world. By developing compassion, if one has a compassionate foundation, a compassionate mindset, one is related or connected with a powerful force of Dharma that carries one. As you may have heard, Yudhishthira, the king of Dharma, has once explained that someone who protects his own Dharma is protected by Dharma itself. This is the beauty of being in one's Dharma. Now, compassion is really the mindset which is, for a Dharmic person, the most essential. It is again and again stated in the Mahabharata, that of all the various principles of Dharma, ahimsa, or non-hurting, non-violence, is the foundation. And that is really compassion. In thought, in speech, and in action. But it is not always easy to get there. It seems that sometimes all of our own, let us say, impulses are going in the exact opposite direction. We want to take care of ourselves. We are selfishly concerned of our own benefit, and we don't have time to be compassionate. We are so overwhelmed. See, this being overwhelmed is something which must stop. There is a very nice little technique which I want to teach you today. Often in our life, we are in the victim role. We feel not in control of our life. We feel things are just simply too overwhelming to be good. The victim will feel life happens to me. I'm out of control. I'm very overwhelmed by the circumstances, and I'm at the mercy of unseen forces in my life. We often react when we are in the victim role with depression, with maybe shame. Oh, why am I like this? Now, there is a simple technique to turn the pyramid of life around by just coming into the mode of being the creator. You may say, how do I shift the pyramid of life around? Very simple. You need to practice a little skill. We can call it a soft skill. It's not so loud as all the others. It is simply getting up each morning, and the first thing, while your energies are there, well, I know some people feel very tired after getting up, but while you get up, the first thing is you build a positive intention to be compassionate. There is a very nice verse in the scriptures, the Bhagavatam. It means, one verse says, it's from the fourth chapter, Sattvaika Nishte Manasi. That state of consciousness where the mind is focused means to constantly associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a mental state that one can observe the cosmic world exactly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead does. In other words, you bring your mind in the morning to a state of consciousness by remembering a few things, which I will talk about in a few minutes, that helps you to view things from the spiritual perspective. I so much like the goodbye letter of a priest. He was in Algeria, and he had heard that fundamentalists were there to kill, really, all those who practiced a different religion. So, knowing well that these people would come after him, he prepared himself. He could not run away. He was in the desert. He prepared himself while bringing his consciousness out of the victim role into a creator role. He was found next to his house in the sand dunes. And next to him was a goodbye letter which he had written. And in the letter he said, I greet you, O man of my last hour, and I want to see you in the same way as God would see you. He sees all of us as his parts who are engaged sometimes in unnecessary hatred. This man had prepared himself by tilting the pyramid around. He came from the victim role to creating, with his own positive intention, a mindset that helped him more, that brought him out of depression and so on. What this means in practical terms is that you become a little bit aware of what spiritually minded people can do, what is in their possibility. My spiritual master has written Those who are devoted to the cause of God live only for the welfare and the development and happiness of others. They do not live for any selfish interest. Each morning, I have a little morning ritual. I need to excuse myself for a moment. Oh, it's not coming at the moment. When I'm still in bed and just about to throw the blanket off and go into my day, I do a little meditation. Now, I will read it to you. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I'm grateful to be alive. I have this precious human form of life. I'm going to use it well. I will utilize today my energies in moving forward in my spiritual life, and I will use my mind in being kind to others and try to uplift them. This simple focus. I'm grateful I've woken up. I'm happy I have this human form of life. I am actually have some energy. I will use it to develop myself. And I have a mind. I will think kind about others. That has always made my days. I have given retreats all over the world. And once when I was in near London on a farm, the Ox Farm, I had a retreat for teachers. Only teachers were allowed, school teachers. And we used to start every single day with this affirmation. I taught them, and then they had to do it when they got out of bed. And by this simple process of forming one's intention and directing it to the spiritual platform, one can develop real compassion. When we talk about a quality like compassion, which is not always so easy to come by, we need to actually also talk about the exercises, the techniques, the methods, the practices which can help us develop compassion. Starting from today, where I taught you one simple morning ritual that works wonders, we will teach all the various skills and various exercises, I wanted to say, that you can do in order to become more compassionate in your life. And once you come to this mood of compassion, you will feel how your heart opens, and with that heart opening, that you will find how the heart intelligence is becoming strengthened. And you will see many benefits which are drawn into your life. I would say, first and foremost, a more spiritual outlook, but then also a healthy heart. A healthy heart is a heart where compassion resides. An unhealthy heart is a tense heart, where you are in the victim role, where you are in a depressed role. Turn that into a compassionate mood. Create a compassionate mood. And it starts with this simple morning ritual. Today, I am grateful that I have woken up. I'm grateful that I have this human form of life. I'm so grateful that I have energies and a mind. I'm going to use my energies to develop myself and my mind to be compassionate towards others. That will create miracles in your life. I want to close by telling you how one person, he's a friend of mine, made this shift of consciousness. Now, it is my friend Rupa Raghunath. He has started in Vrindavan a very active Food for Life program where a lot of good foodstuffs are distributed. This is how he started. Then he made a school. Then he made a kindergarten for small babies. And finally, he's now has completed 2 hospitals in Vrindavan and an education program for villages so that they can take care of their livelihood. This is how it started. He one day went through Vrindavan and he passed a tin fence. There was a tin barricade. And there was a little crack in there. And he looked through the crack and saw something he had not expected in a pilgrimage town. He saw a huge garbage pile. I mean, it was more a garbage field, really. And he saw young children fighting for to get something out of the garbage, cloth, food, and so on. And he could understand these children, if they will not be helped by someone, will end up as thieves or prostitutes or just addicts on the street, maybe in Delhi, maybe here or there. And as he looked through that crack in the tin fence, he thought first, what can I do? I'm helpless. I'm a monk. I have no money. I have no practical skills. He was here in the victim role. Then the next morning, he thought, well, am I really a victim of circumstances? I can do something. I can go to these people and give them some food. I can cook something extra. I have access to the temple kitchen. I could cook a whole pot of khichdi. And my dear listeners, as he went from the victim role into the creator role and turned the pyramid around, started a very, very, very wonderful way. And so many things started in his way, in the way. Schools, hospitals, educational programs, and so on. When you connect with that intention-building force, which happens when you turn the pyramid around, you can become really connected to the Dharma of compassion, and that will make a huge difference. I would now like to make a little meditation with you. Meditation, by the way, as we do each Tuesday, is another very, very powerful way to develop our compassionate muscles, so to say. Here we will do our meditation. It's all about intention today. We will develop this skill. Please sit in a comfortable position. Let your hands rest on your knees, palms facing upward. Let us do a little centering exercise. Focus on your feet. Try to feel them by just moving them a little, wiggling your toes, and relax them. Both of your legs. You might, if you need really to arrive in your body, move the knees a little up and down just to feel them, and then relax. Your bottom, relax. Your upper body with the vital organs. Relax. Both shoulders, arms and hands. Relax. Relax. Do a few deep breaths now. Deep in and exhalation. Return to your normal breathing rhythm. Try to become aware of your heart space. As you continue to breathe in and out, breathe into the heart space. It is in the heart where you, the living being, reside. It is here where the self is, that part of you that is divine. Remain in this inner space, and think of people who may need encouragement. Think of people who need assistance. Think of people who need positive goodwill. Now we will form our intention. I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I'm in this human form of life. I have some energy and some intelligence. Let me use this for the benefit of others. Because just like me, people of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me, people of the world are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, the people have known sadness and despair. And just like me, others are trying to fulfill their needs. Just like me, others are growing. Again, stay with your intention and send kindness to others. Good feelings, good wishes, prayers. If you wish, you can continue to meditate like this. Or also join us singing. No.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna.
Simple morning ritual to build up an intention, you will come a layer deeper, you will come a mountain higher and come into the role where you can do something. Just this simple thing in the morning. And the compassion meditation is good. Let us sing again, full throated. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us on Compassion Tuesday. As we are closing this session, I am reminded of one very nice, spiritually minded lady, maybe the most influential woman today. Her name is Oprah Winfrey, something like this. You will know Oprah by the first name. And she said, most probably the most valuable thing she ever did was to start a gratitude diary. She says, there are all the things in life one can be miserable about. There are all the things which go wrong. But by focusing on the things which go right and for which I'm grateful in my life, more of those things in the life by focusing on the small things. Oh, I can't be compassionate. Oh, I'm myself an object of compassion. We are not really accessing our bigger mind. When you stay in the small mind, you will remain small. Widen your consciousness by compassion. I've wrote down a little quotation from Rumi: "Stop acting small. You are a part of the universe in ecstatic motion." We are part of the Lord. We are part of something much bigger. By stop thinking small and acting, by stopping to think small and stopping to act small, we can awaken to this wonderful presence that is that I am a part of the Supreme, and the Supreme can act through me once I widen my mind. Remember that little monk who walked by the fence and saw through the crack, and who first acted in a small way. No, like, what can I do? This is a poor country. But then in the morning decided to turn everything around and look what has been done. Schools, kindergartens, a massive Food for Life program. Because once you turn around, you will get immediately help from above. I thank you very much. See you soon again. And all the best for your intention building exercise.